I'm encouraging you with these words today. Jesus is coming soon. And we are going to be ready. We are putting on the body armor of faith and love and wearing the helmet, our helmet, the confidence of our salvation.
We need to walk in faith and keep the commandment of love. Don't miss Gloria Copeland as she teaches Protected by the Body Armor of Faith and Love. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Look at this scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. I really don't need to write to you about how and when this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. When people are saying all is well, everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall upon them as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is about to be born. And there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark. I'm telling you, the Bible says you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes as a thief, for you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to the night, the darkness and night, so be on your guard, not asleep like others. We are to stay on guard. Stay alert and be sober. Night is the time for sleep and the time when people get drunk. But let us who live in the light think clearly. Now here's where I'm going. Protected by the body armor of faith and love. That's another reason that we don't receive. We don't keep the commandment of love. And we don't walk in faith. So we're to stay protected by the body armor of faith and love. That is our armor. That's our protection. And wearing the helmet and confidence of our salvation. Glory to God. For God decided to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. He died for us so that we can live with him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of his return. So encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. I'm encouraging you with these words today. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. And we are going to be ready. We are putting on the body armor of faith and love and wearing the helmet, our helmet, the confidence of our salvation. So we put on the body armor of faith and love. The whole armor of God. Let's look at Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on. You put on. Do you wait for God to put it on you? No, you have to put it on. You have to engage in this battle. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I think the Amplified uses the word pressure of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. That is a direct command. Do it. Amen. Do we have a choice about it? No, not if we want to be victorious. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. According to this, we're going to have to wrestle. According to this, we have an enemy who's come to kill, steal, and destroy, as the Bible says. That's what it's talking about. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. That word armor comes from a word that means circle. Take unto you the whole armor of God. The armor encircles you. An armadillo has a shell that encircles him. the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. That's the first thing it takes to be victorious. If you don't know the truth, you don't know any better than to believe what the devil says or what other people say about you or your situation. So you have to be girded about with the truth. And you have to have on the blessed breastplate of righteousness. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Glory to God. You've been born again. You've been made the righteousness of God. And you're walking in that righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So you know the gospel. You know what the word says. Above all, now above all, you've got those other things. But now, in addition to all that, you must do this. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So faith is absolutely, positively necessary. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So you take action, hallelujah. You put the shield up. You walk by faith. So the shield of faith stops all the fiery darts. Now, Mark 11, we know this scripture, but it's not what you know, it's what you actually do with it. It says, Jesus said, you know this well, but this is how you teach faith. This is where faith is. So we're going to talk about it again. They walked by the fig tree. Jesus went to get fruit. There was no fruit on it. And so they went on somewhere else. And then on the way back, they passed the fig tree. And it says in the morning in verse 20, Mark 11. Now we fail to engage right here in Mark 11 about 99% of the time when there's a problem. If you're just normal Christians, if you hadn't been trained years and years and years, this is where you miss it a lot, right here. In the morning they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto them, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Jesus, answering, said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily, or I tell you the truth, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe what he believed, that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now the way you change your mouth is to change what's in your heart. And the way you change what's in your heart is to change what goes in your eyes and in your ears that gets down into your heart. And then it comes out your mouth. So if you're trying to change your talk without the word going in your eyes and your ears, that's not the way it's made to work. You know, it's a mental thing then. But whatever is, this is the law. This is the law. Whatever you feed on with your eyes and your ears gets down in your heart, and whatever gets down in your spirit, in your heart, it'll come out your mouth. And whatever comes out your mouth, Jesus said, you can have it. Not that you have a choice. You could say, you will have it. You will have what you say. All right, here's love. Love endures long and is patient and kind. So if you don't endure long, if you can't put up with much, and you're not patient and kind, you're slipping. You're not walking in God's love. Aren't we glad God's that way, that he endures long, and he is patient and kind? Never, love is never envious nor boils over with jealousy. Resist jealousy. That's strife. Resist it. Somebody gets something new that you'd like to have, and you think, well, why doesn't that ever happen to me? Or how come they got it? Or any kind of jealous thought like that, repent and get rid of it. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. Now, I realize you know this, but it's not knowing it that makes it happen. It's doing it that makes it work. Love is never envious nor boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. In other words, as in verse 5, it says it's not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. We should never, and then it says it is not rude. We should never, church, be guilty of being rude. Not to the maids in the hotel, not to the people on the street, not to the, you know, anybody that we come in contact with. I tell you, people that don't know God, they're under a lot of pressure. Think about being in this crummy world without God. And so many of the people that we come across just as we go through our daily lives, they're in deep trouble. They're hurting. Their husband's beating them. Their wife's slipping around. I mean, you don't know what people are going through. And sometimes they're not very nice. But that doesn't mean that we can't walk in love. Amen. I mean, probably nobody said a kind word to them all day, because every time they're grouchy, somebody's grouchy back. We are amazing people. We have the love of God in us, ready to come out and bless people. Now, it's a tragedy for us to be like that and then be hateful or mean to people. Don't ever. I mean, just if you see somebody on the street or somebody that's servicing you at the grocery store or helping you or doing this, you don't know what kind of hell they're going through. And if they're short with you, just bless them and smile and be kind and do good to them. Give them a good tip. We're blessers, we're not cursers. Glory to God, we can do this. And we can be a blessing to other people. You know, just one bright thing can change a person's whole day. It's not conceited. Love is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. It's not rude and unmannerly. Love has good manners. And it's not rude. We can't be rude. And we cannot be nice on the street and mean at home. We have to be kind and lovely in our home, in our family. Not just around people that we don't know. We can't be, you know, where we have to act, feel like we have to act nice, but then at home we can do whatever we want to do. No, that's not right. We walk in love all the time. It's not conceited. It's not rude, unmannerly, does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own ways, for it is not self-seeking. That's a big one right there. Love, God's love, does not insist on its own rights or its own ways, for it is not self-seeking. It is not, oh, get this, everybody, it is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Don't let your feelings be hurt. That's another way of saying touchy, fretful, or resentful. Don't let your feelings be hurt. If somebody does you wrong, just think about having the power of God to forgive them. That's a big power. That's an awesome thing, that we have power to forgive like God forgives. We can forgive them. Just don't make an issue of it. You know, just say, Lord, I pray for them today. I'm asking you to help them and forgive them. I forgive them, you forgive them. They need help. For love is not self-seeking. It's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. If you know, if we weren't touchy, fretful, or resentful, we wouldn't be having any kind of fusses and arguments. So if your husband hurts your feelings, what are you going to do? You're going to walk in love. If your wife hurts your feelings, what are you going to do? You're going to walk in love. You're going to be good to her, especially good to her that day. You're going to be especially good to her that day. You're going to bless her. You're going to take her in your arms and say, "Sweetheart, I love you so much. You are the light of my life. You light up my life." You could sing to her if you want to. It does not rejoice at, it takes no account of the evil done to it, so we forgive. We pay no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and in unrighteousness. In other words, when you hear of somebody's made a bad mess in their lives, they've committed adultery, they've done this, they've done that, or something bad's happened to somebody, even if they're mean people, you can't rejoice in it. You have to just forgive, pray for them. You don't rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoice when right and truth prevail. Here's how powerful love is. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Wouldn't that be fabulous if everybody in the whole church believed the best of every person? Think what that would do for the atmosphere at church. You believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. Love never loses hope, never gives up. It endures everything. Love is so powerful, it can endure any situation without weakening. Love never fails. So when you choose love, you know you're going to have success. You're assured of success. When you walk in love's way, you're assured of success because love never fails. The Amplified says it never fades out. It never becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Love is just as strong today as it was the day God made man in the Garden of Eden. God is love. He loves us. We can love people. We can bless people. We can change people's lives just by a kind word and being doing something nice for somebody. We can stay in love when people don't love us. That didn't say you only love the people that love you. No. No, love's so powerful, it can hold up. It says it can bear up under anything. Glory to God. Let's stand up and praise the Lord. Father, we love you today. We love you today. And because we love you today, Lord, we set ourselves to walk in love, to do your will, to be all that you want us to be. We yield to the force. Just tell the Lord, volunteer right now and tell him, "I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to walk in love, Lord. I want your love shed abroad in my heart and shed abroad through my life. Help me, Lord. And I forgive just anybody that you've got a thing against right now. Anybody your face not going to work in an unforgiving heart. So you forgive anybody that's done you wrong. If you were married to a man and he left you for another woman, forgive him. Just let him off the hook right now. Say, "Lord, I release him, I forgive him, and I'm going forward with my life in Jesus' name." Somebody's done you wrong, forgive them, whatever it is. Get rid of it. Go free. Faith doesn't work in an unforgiving heart. Father, we love you today. We thank you for the Word of God. We set ourselves to walk in love, to be like our Father. We set ourselves to be like you, Lord. We're asking you to help us and point out to us, Lord, anytime we fail or we're beginning to have thoughts against somebody or we're touchy or fretful or resentful, remind us of the Word of God. We want to walk in faith and love. We put on the body armor of faith and love. We walk by faith. We walk by faith in the Word of God. We know we can have what we say, and we say what we want to come to pass based on your Word. And we thank you for it, Father, and we walk in love. We forgive every person, anything. If we have aught against any right now, we forgive them in Jesus' name. And we go free and we let them go free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you so much. We give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal.
It's really enhanced the local church, really promoted its purpose. And we're doing a lot more outreach and soul winning now. The people have a greater confidence, so now they're reaching out to the community, both in street witnessing, but also in the marketplace, where they work and where they shop and what they do. People are being bolder to step out and talk to people as a result of, again, finding out that God has a plan, and part of that plan is for them to share their faith and to live their faith in a more public way.
Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
Things came out of love. Things were never to be the object of greed. Things are not for the getting. Things are for the giving.
Amen. Yes.
You don't ever use people to get things. You use things to bless and love people.
For 14 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of love and faith to the people of the Washington, D.C. area. People come from all over expecting miracles and to be refreshed in their spirit.
Every time I come, I go to another level. So I'm just full of expectation of the next level that God takes me to.
The love of Jesus Christ shed forth through a ministry, people that have dedicated their lives to helping others, and more than anything, the anointing of God on what they're doing, that absolutely changes things.
I'm just looking to be refreshed, encouraged, and educated to the Word of God.
If you will be a doer of the Word, it becomes the perfect law of liberty in your life, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, and every word you say will release the power of that blessing in you, through you, over you, around you.
Yes.
And it will continue to manifest and manifest and manifest until you're free.
We're born of God. We're under a different set of laws. We're under higher laws. We're under laws of abundance and not lack. We're under the laws of having a heavenly Father that meets all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, not according to what the world's doing.
I've been partners with Copeland's for the last 25 years, and I need to be fed, and this is a good place to come and get fed.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our victory campaigns. In addition to honoring God with our praise, we were able to honor this country. In 2008 marked 30 years that Gloria Copeland has conducted healing school at all the KCM Believers Conventions and Victory Campaigns.
I'm not the healer, but I know the healer. Glory to God!
Healing school is always concluded with a powerful healing service.
I won't miss another one. It's excellent.
Join us at one of our events in 2009. Prepared to hear from God and engage in the Word like never before. Remember, The Glory Will Shine in 2009.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearson's in today again for my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and I'm so thankful to be a part of their family and their ministry and what God is doing with them and through them. And I'm so thrilled to be a part of your life today. And we appreciate you watching this broadcast. And today we've got a special gift for you. This is a book by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, entitled Go With The Flow. Now, does it seem to you like this world is just full of shortages and you're coming up short on this end and that end? Well, let me tell you something. Everything you need is already in you. Jesus said that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I challenge you today, get into the Word of God and discover what's been placed in you, the riches of the glory of God that are in you now, just waiting to come out. And I challenge you today to call on that and see what God does through you and what He begins to pull up out of you. Everything you need is there. God is ready to release this power in you. Now, this is a gift from my grandparents. Once again, they want to send it to you today free of charge. Get in touch with us here at the ministry however you can. If you need to call us, then call us. If you need to write to us, then write to us. If you want to just jump online, kcm.org, you can do that. We want to send this to you today. My grandmother's been teaching today about walking in the best that God has for us. And when we do that, we're not the only ones that benefit from that, but when we're walking in the best that God has for us, then we're able to reach out beyond ourselves and offer God's best to others. And when we put on the armor of faith and the armor of love and put on everything that God desires to clothe us with, then we become a light and a witness to the world around us, to where they stop you and say, what is it that you've got? What is it that you have that is so different from me and everybody else around here? They'll see something on you. It's the light and the love of God. This Thursday starts our Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Pastors Keith and Phyllis Moore have opened their church up to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and it is an amazing meeting. You're going to be so blessed. If you can get there in person, get there. But if you can't, we invite you to watch our live services on the internet. You can go to kcm.org, and you'll have all the information you need there to join us in those services. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you once again that we love you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this broadcast on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. To request your gift copy of Gloria Copeland's book, Go With the Flow, log on to our website at kcm.org. Call our special toll-free number at 888-326-0011 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. One book per household, please.